T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gosh, back to you. There's a million places to start with, but right now it would appear that we're going to be able to have a baseball game today. The rain should be out of here by about noon or one.
Yeah, baseball game. We got a basketball game tonight. Got a wild hockey game tonight. This is a busy Monday in Sportsland. And, of course, the Minnesota Twins trying to bounce back after a tough day that got away from them yesterday against Seattle that she just didn't see coming. And, you know, I really like, though, the there's some things. I mean, Miguel Sano is struggling right now in the back end of that lineup, but Byron Buxton's on fire. Luis Arraez is playing really well. Their lineup is really solid. And yesterday was about as close as they came to a bad outing from a starting pitcher. He struggled a little bit there in the mid-innings. But overall, this team should be in a good place. They've got enough people. They got to figure out the arms in the bullpen for sure and find out, you know, what they can get from Calumet and all those things. But they should be able to make quite a run this season based on what we've seen so far. And they've just got too much thunder in that lineup to not to, with Donaldson not far away from coming back. I would think that this team is still in a really good place. You just get a little bit concerned about the back end of that bullpen a couple of times. You know, they lose the 3 games in the 10th inning, and obviously you put a guy in second base. That's a little bit different, too, as to how you assess it. But and then you let one get away in the late innings yesterday. So all their losses have been these kind of late-inning deals for the most part.
We'll pregame for you at 12:30 and then 1:10 first pitch. And as you mentioned, we got hoops tonight with the Timberwolves. Maxie, I saw that Ben Johnson got another kid out of New Hampshire, that former Irondale player, to commit to Gophers.
Yes, they did. And, you know, it's going to be Transfer Portal U right now. And today, Dave Thorson's going to meet the media. And, of course, we've known Dave for many, many years. And you've called lots of his games. But it's a little concerning with Gabe Kelscher going to Iowa State. Over the weekend, I hear that Ed Conway and his, you know, Liam Robbins are, you know, right now, Vanderbilt is the latest that they're talking to a lot in terms of Ed becoming an assistant coach and Liam coming out there and playing for Jerry Stackhouse. He's got many, many options right now, but that was the latest over the weekend that was at least buzzing in terms of where he could end up. Marcus Carr's got the option of the NBA or going to another college. Jamal Mashburn, I would doubt, comes back. So it is a really, really challenging situation right now for Ben to he can get players for sure through the transfer portal. Now you got to be careful that you get the right players or that you don't get locked into somebody that's just okay and he's got 3 years of eligibility left. You almost would like to see him go with the guy that 1 or 2 years left and get his feet back on his ground and figure it out from there, because Minnesota's job has become really challenging for Ben and his staff to try to get a competitive team next year on the floor.
What are you hearing about Chet Holmgren? He should make that announcement probably pretty soon, I would think.
Yeah, I would assume, you know, Gonzaga is obviously high on the list, and then there's always the outside chance of the G League. I would not, you know, I don't think Minnesota's in the running at all based on what I heard, you know, over the last couple of weeks, et cetera. He's got his pick, obviously. The fact that it went well for Suggs at Gonzaga, you know, a lot of people say, well, that'd be a natural, you know, one and done place for him too. I think he'll make the announcement within the week is what I hear. And, you know, it won't be Minnesota, you know, unless, barring some strange miracle here. And he'll probably be a lottery pick by next year at this time.
Yeah, he's something else. I'll tell you, he is a pretty impressive young man. And then The Timberwolves sale, Maxie, I know we talked about this a little earlier this morning, but again, that does that look like it's a done deal?
Well, Lori is the guy they've been talking to a long time. So the reason that this is further along is that his finances, all those things have been vetted. I think at the end when he came up to $1.5 billion is the key, because at one point in time, I think they thought they might sell for $1.2, $1.3. They may have picked up an extra $200 million by somebody coming in and saying, okay, take it off the market. Yeah, I mean, what did Glenn pay for this, 80? And he's at 1.5. That's a pretty good investment over the years.
Pretty good business guy.
Pretty good business, yeah. People got to be careful how excited they get about this A-Rod thing, though. I mean, this is one of many things that Alex Rodriguez is going to be involved in. And certainly, I'm sure, you know, the ribbon cuttings and things like that, he'll be on hand for. I don't think he's going to have a condo in downtown Minneapolis and plan on going over to Target Center to the games on a regular basis, because his empire has spread its wings so in so many different directions right now, because he's become such an entrepreneur. But the thing is, Glenn's going to have a big say in this for the next couple of years. It should be, you know, if they can work together, the transition should be okay. I don't know how much. What will be interesting for me is if A-Rod says, hey, one thing I know is what it takes to win, and here's how we're going to change the culture. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if he gets involved. Magic Johnson, obviously, is involved with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they won a World Series not long after. But I don't know if he has much impact on that or if it's just occasional. I don't think that A-Rod's going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how they're going to win games.
Man, yeah, it's really interesting to see what happens here. And, of course, and Kyrie Irving will not play tonight, by the way. He's not playing tonight in that game.
Brooklyn's always hold out one or two of those guys. They got all the stars now, and you watch them, they never have them all together. It's like they're all kind of taking turns resting until they get to the playoffs. But they've loaded that lineup up.
How about that North Texas softball player who had a perfect game, 21 batters faced, 21 strikeouts. Although apparently she did it earlier this year, it just wasn't perfect. So
yeah,
that was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, 21 for 21, I've always said that's a pretty good outing. I think they call that a quality start. Gopher women softball team played well over the weekend too, beating Northwestern a couple times yesterday. And the baseball team is struggling. They lost 2 to Iowa yesterday. So they're playing in the midst of this April cold weather, et cetera, as well. Yeah. And a lot of high school baseball starts today as well, too. So, Dave, you just got done. You and Kevin Lynch, I said it at 7:40, but it bears repeating. You guys are just outstanding doing those games over the on Saturday, championship Saturday. It was so much fun to listen. You guys you have a conversation going while you're calling the game, and it's just it's really fun to kick back and just watch it, especially this year when people couldn't go to the games. You couldn't even if you wanted to, you couldn't go.
No, tough tickets. Yeah, thanks, Max. I appreciate that. Yeah, Kevin, he knows the game, boy. I'll tell you inside now.
Oh.
He is he's sharp. Well, listen, you come back tomorrow morning if you don't mind. I'm going to give you a night off for the Timberwolves game.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Max here on WCCR. Time is 8:47. We'll get a report from Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.